This is 7AD, and the Cancer Council Taz Relay for Life is coming up at beautiful Dyle Park Penguin, March 27. Did I get that date right, Sarah?
Yeah, absolutely. 27th and 28th of March.
Yeah, so what time are we starting there on the Saturday?
On the Saturday, we'll start from 1 o'clock in the afternoon, relay right through till 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, so 20 hours relaying straight through.
Yeah, right. So how are teams going?
Teams are on track at the moment. People are still registering, which is excellent. It's unfortunately just fundraising that's down. It's been a particularly hard year, but people are really keen to get back on board, which is great.
Yeah. Are you going to do the candlelight thing as usual?
Yeah, still doing the candlelight ceremony. That's a big part of remembering those that we've lost and celebrating those that have won the good fight.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. All right, so still room for more teams?
Absolutely. Yep, register right up until just a couple of days before the event. So Penguins registrations will close on the Wednesday before the event. And that's the same for most of the relays across the state. So we've got four relays happening across the state this year.
All right, so relayforlife.org.au. And you can also get information about it via Cancer Council Taz website and Facebook page. Now, I also want to talk about your raffle. So this is run, well, sort of in conjunction with Relay for Life. It's sort of simultaneous, I guess.
Absolutely.
But it's an extra fundraising effort.
Yeah, so we understand that for teams it's been really particularly difficult to fundraise after everyone's had a really tough 12 months. So this is just a way for teams to get their fundraising started and have access to really great prizes to sell some raffle tickets. So we've got over $13,000 worth of prizes for the raffle.
Awesome.
And it'll be drawn after all of the relays have happened. So it's going to be drawn on the 9th of April. So once all of the relays across the state have been finished and everyone's had a chance to fundraise.
Yep.
Yeah, teams can also fundraise right through till the end of June as well. So all financial year.
So raffle drawn April 9th. So I guess you'll be selling heaps of tickets on the day and night at Penguin.
Yeah, of course. So the raffle tickets are available now and they'll be available right through until the 9th. We're selling at Relay for Life as well. Teams can actually participate and sell tickets and increase their own fundraising totals. So anything that they sell, $5 a ticket, any ticket goes straight onto their team's fundraising.
All right, so how do people get involved in that raffle?
So the Relay for Life raffle is at raffletix, spelt with an X, .com.au/RFLTAS2021.
Once more, just for people who want to write it down.
Raffletix, spelt with an X, .com.au/RFLTAS2021.
Our teams here at the radio station's pretty much organised, so I'm really looking forward to it this year. It's a great event.
Oh, it'd be great to have you back on board. And anyone that hasn't got a team to join are welcome to join the radio station team as well, join their local radio family.
Yeah, indeed. All right, go to relayforlife.org.au to register your team for the Relay for Life. Beautiful. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.